Rabbeisai, we're very privileged to have Rav Moshe Bloch with us, who slept in from Brooklyn. Rav Moshe Bloch also the Mechaber Mechaikik Sofun, which is here. A few copies are still available for sale. And you should know that he wasn't sure if it's a Milo, but I agree it's a Milo that the Artsville Gemara decided to use his sefer in the preparation of their Gemara, which we know that they only print with a higher standard. So without further ado, I'd like to ask Rav Bloch to come and say a few words.
I assume that the previous Magid Shir probably went over the Gemara. I'm not sure. I just bring out one or two points here in the Gemara. Gemara brings down a Braisa of Bishmel, Tanei Bishmel, Kavitz, Kravitz, different Gersols, La Yitzred, should not be the Tyrim, the Bnei Chashat. So the Akhazadikim, the Korbanator, they bring two Pshatim. One shot is, he's a balsar, has a lot of hair, and Hashad, he might put two shkolim in his hair. So it's a little bit similar to the next halach in the Gemara. A gizbayim hoi mefasus in the kilokim used to straighten out the hairs, put them in a place to put in the shkolim. But then he brings another shot. The other shot is, kavitz or kravitz or yitrim. So he brings kravitz is a lashon of either an oni or a nivol lahein, a person who is very anxious to get money, money hungry person, a nivol lahein, a nivol lahein. So they bring it's a lashon of katz di b'chaye, that the person has a kaitzer ruach b'chaye because of his oni, or let's say the other pshat is money hungry, lashon kravitz ayad. Keeps on trying to get money. The one brings after that the three psukim, you heard before, three places. We see in the Torah, the Indian of Yisim, the Kim, Mishem Yisrael. And the one asks a very strange question after that. Gamliel Zuger, Shaul Rabbi Yasi, Bar Rabbi Bun, Eza HaMachuber Shebekulam, which is the clearest raya. Here's another gear, is the chomer shebekulin, which is the most chomer of the three. Well, let's take it. This gear is the first. Eza mechomer shebekulin. What's the most clear raya? Amalei told him, v'yisim nekiim meshem Yisrael. That's the clearest raya. The number of things need Hasbro over here. First, I want to tell you the Lashon HaRambam. The Santa Lashon HaRambam. The Rambam is in Perek Beis, Vilchus Shkolim, Halacha Yud. Rambam seems to say over all the lachas here in the Mishnah, most of the lachas, kishikanes atayim litzrayim, the person comes in, leikanes be'beged she'efshir lechoves be'kesef, it shouldn't be a type of bag that you could hide money in there, like it was with a hem or something, le'be'mano, not with a shoe, could hide some money in there, le'be'sandal, le'be'tfilin, not with tfilin, le'be'kimeya, shami yachshudu oisei av, the people be'choshid, v'yemru, hechvei mimolos alish katachtav kishitormu. They'll say that he hid away some of the Moasalishka over there. Umidarmimoyi, like the Moas says over here, they used to speak with him, the whole time they would speak with him, put a gold piece in his mouth, could be quite lucrative. His mele, they would speak with him the whole time. Silver piece. Even though they're so careful, all these things that the Mishnah says, Oni, a person who's an Oni, or Mishu Nivol Lahein, this is the chart that the Takuharatin Korbanator bring. Oni, or Mishu Nivol Lahein, that's our Kavitz, right? Lo Yitre, Bemnei Chashat, he shouldn't be turned because of Chashat. Shanama, V'yisim Nikim, Meshem Yisrael. V'yisim Nikim, Meshem Yisrael. It immediately strikes you, we learn the Lashon Rambam, the way he divides it up. First, he lists all the things in the Mishnah, all the clothing, and the mano, and the sandal, and the tefillin, and the kameya. He shouldn't do this, he shouldn't come to Chashat. And then he says, even though there is zoya in all these things, still an oni, or mishu nivu lahayin, shouldn't do it. V'shenemer, v'yisim nekim Hashem Yisrael. As if the v'yisim nekim Hashem Yisrael goes on that. The Mishnah brings it on a whole list of things. The Rambam should say the whole list. Also, Oni shouldn't do it, Nivul Hain shouldn't do it, because the Yisrael came in Shem Yisrael. He doesn't put it that way. First he brings the whole list, there's a chashad, and then he says, Afal Pishin Zoyim Kol Kach, even though they're so Zoyer, still an Oni, the Misha Nivul Hain, Lo Yitre, Mimnei Chashad, Shonem of Yisrael Nikim Hashem Yisrael. As if that's a chalukah by itself, and that has arrived from the Pasuk. What in the Lashon? Look here in the Ravid, says, Omer Avraham, Kosov Zeh, the Rambam writes this pshat, he goes on Vafel Pishin Yisroim Kach, Oni Misha Nivel Hoing Lo Yitroim, Omer Avraham, Kosov Zeh, he wrote this, Mnei Shirov Yishalmi, Son Yishalmi, Kavitz Lo Yitroim. He saw this Yishalmi. The Nidma Beliba, the Rambam thought, Shul Oni Yo Nivel Hoing, Min V'yakoytsu, Min Katsi B'chaye, like we said, he's Katsi B'chaye, this Loshin Kavitz, he doesn't have any money, so it's Katsi B'chaye. Right? It's not like that. El, what does it mean? Balseir, Kvitzaysev Taltalin. So Kavitz, Lashon Kavitz, his locks, Kvitzaysev Taltalin. Right? Shemi Yachbi Besara, maybe he'll hide the things, some money in the Sar. Doesn't look derived. So here we are in the Migdal East, at the bottom, he brings down the Ravid, quotes the Ravid, and he says, no, Shteta Ishal Mezei, the Rambam was Makabal his parish. In it, and Stam the Ravid either had a different girsa, had a different kabbalah, his parish in it. Yagdul Torah the Yadir. In other words, it's what Nasag over here that the Ravid has. What's the Ravid being masik? He has a tain in aloch on the Rambam. Rambam says one pshat, it means a kavitz, on your nivel hoin. And the Ravid says another pshat. The Ravid says it means a balsar. This is an Hasog. He has a different parish in it. He has a different shot in the Gemara in the Rambam. What's the machlekes over here? In the Rambam's atheis, from the machlekes, the Rambam and the Ravid, it looks like there is taka machlekes. This last case that the Rambam says, an oni, a nivel ahain, is different than all the other cases. All other cases we find of Yisim Nekim Meshem Yisrael, in all cases, either a person is in a matzv that brings to chashad, like Moshe the Gemara Psochem, Yud Gimel, a person who's a gabbai tzedoke, he shouldn't, this thing's left over, he shouldn't sell it to himself. There's a chashad, people say that he priced it especially for himself, or let's say he has the money to be pirated, he shouldn't be pirated for himself. People say that he had access to it, so he took extra. That's the matzv he's in. Makes chashad. Well, most of these cases here in the Mishnah, all these cases in the Mishnah are cases where the person is doing something which you could interpret as being choshud. He has these clothing, which people take away this type of clothing. Well, nice, he wears it when he goes in to be tayrim. People could say they put something in over there. People wear a chreis, a sandal, a mano. There's a mokum for chashad when you go in. There's so much money over there to the lishke. There's so much money stored over there that people can be choshed that he's doing something. This case of oni or nivel lohein, a money hungry person. Funny expression. The Rambam Chaps on nivel lohein. He's a money hungry person. He coined this expression. It looks like nivel lohein, right? Or oni. They're not doing anything different. The ma'aseh that they're doing is exactly the same as everybody else. They're wearing the same type of clothing. They have the same type of hair. They're not wearing shoes. Exactly, dressed exactly the same as everyone else. They're doing everything the same. All in Afkamin is, this person is an oni. So people say that he's taking money from the lishka since he's an oni. This is a chiddush. There's an Indian over there, the Yisim Nekim Hashem Yisrael. Rambam says there is. Rambam says, that's Pshat and Kavitz, right? The Ravid says, that there is such a thing. There's got a similar Gemara, I'm not sure if it was brought up before, Gemara in Yuma, and Lamed Ches, Gemara says, by Beis Garmai, they used to make the Lechem Aponin, Be'olam, Tinnik, the children never had a Pasniki in their hands. Because people say that they took it from the Lechem Aponin. Or let's say base of tinus, they used to make the k'tiris. The kalu would never go out. The busemes, people say that the samim are from the k'tiris. But the Gemara says that's maskeim oisim l'shevach. That's a mila. They're knowing a certain mila teiva in that respect. Minik teiv. But the Rambam says it's an iser. The Rambam says that the ani can't go in. The nivel hain can't go in. The rabbit's masiv. No, it seems like it's taka machleikus. And the Rambam seems to be saying that he took it from this pasuk. The Yisim Nikiyim Mishem Yisrael. Rambam seems to be mardish and tzachidish because he puts it into a separate case by itself. First, he lists everything else, and then he says, even though the Zohar and all those things, still an Oni or Nivul Lahayin shouldn't be Torah Mibnei Chashad Shenem of Yisim Nikiyim Mishem Yisrael. Itake seems to point out it's a separate halacha. It's a new halacha, and he says it's a bukoris from the Yisim Nikiyim Mishem Yisrael. Before we get to that, there are a few other things that need explanation here. In the Etzim Mishnah, the Gemara. First of all, the Mishnah says that you have to be careful. Shouldn't go by paragud or chafus like the manol or the sandal. Sha'orim tzorich lotzeis yodei abriyeis kadeach shu tzorich lotzeis yodei shemayim. Right, first has to be yetzer the bris like it's yetzer day shemayim. Shenemer shtei posik v'yisem nekiyim Hashem mi misrael. V'oimer shtei nacha posik v'motzachein v'seichel toy bein elkim v'orim. You won't ask in many places. My v'oimer, my v'oimer. What's nacha posik? What was the need for another posik? Right. Well, besides that, Yehuda the oid the cry being a posik for Mishlei. As a right to pasuk in the Torah, the Yisam Nikim Hashem Yisrael's pasuk in the Torah, Voimer, Nacharaya, my Voimer, Matzachem Seichel Torah, Ben Elkim Vorim. Let's look at the Teis Rantif, Teis Rantif Shtalzach on this. Also, Teis Yisrael, the Melech Shleimer. The Teis Yisrael and Melech Shleimer both say the same thing, but basically the same thing. They say, really, if you learn Pshat and Pasuk, the Yisim Nikim Hashem Yisrael, you're hard pressed to see what was the makor of the Tana of the Mishnah over here. The Pasuk says, the Yisim Nikim Hashem Yisrael, that was the most cut and dry deal ever. It was a Tanai Kofel. All the Hilchos Tanai are learned from over there. Forget, they came, they wanted to stay on the other side of the Yarden. Moshe told them, Achaychem Yavoyel Mocham Avatam Atam Teishu Poi. So, they're not going to say that the Moitzi Dibas Oretz Yetzisrael isn't good enough for them, or they're mispachet from the Goyim, Achaychem Yetzisrael, they're mispachet from the Goyim. So in order for them to be Yetzisrael, this Chashad, which was a very clear Chashad, the Moshe Rabbeinu pointed it out to them, Achaychem Yavoyul Mochama, Latim Yetzisrael, Poi. So in order to go out of that chashad, they have to do this. For Yisim Nikim, may Hashem Yisrael, this is the only way out. What's the right in that posse? Right? So, on this the Mishnah brings, the void, the Motzachayim, the Seichel Toiv, Ben Elkim V'Adam. Now, you'll notice, the Gemara brings all three psukim. The Gemara brings the posse from Yeshua. The Mishnah doesn't bring that. And then we ask a question, Eze Mechuber. Mechuber, it shouldn't be a three-way question, at least. At the very best, it should be a two-way question. I saw in the Sefer or Yosher, I mentioned before, I think, that yes, it shouldn't be a question at all. This is a pasuk in the Torah, and this is a pasuk in Mishlei. No, we just finished saying that maybe the pasuk in Torah is not the best raya. But the pasuk in Yeshua, the Mishnah doesn't bring. Why doesn't the Mishnah bring the pasuk in Yeshua? So he speaks out, the Tejanta speaks out, and over there the Ma'isa was, the Yehdi Yisrael should know, it was Balkorchem, Yehim Rome, they had to say that, Yehdi Yisrael wasn't else, to be Yais, to be Yais, to be a Mocham otherwise, they're coming to wipe them out. And they told them, V'yed Yisrael, Yisrael's a listen, that they didn't do it b'mal. They did it to Shem Shemayim. They had no kavanah to make a mizbeach. They heard before. But that's why the Mishnah doesn't bring the pasuk. As they said, the Yantiv. No. So what's the Gemara Shaila then? From the Gemara, but the Shaila, Eizem Mechuvah Shemakulam. What's the Mechuvah Shemam? So forget, from the pasuk in Yeshua, it's not right either. I saw in the Melech Shleimer says, so Eza Mechuver, so the best pasuk should be Motzah Chayim V'Seichel Tayif. The pasuk Atin Akim, Al Korach, they had to do it. They had to be Yetzer Taka, this Chashad, the Vureres, that they're Mispachad, the Moitzah Di Pasoretz. And the other pasuk in Yeshua is Al Korach Meim Ramein. Al Korach, the Raya is from Mishle. He says, Melech Shleimer says, no, forget. From Mishle is also not a Raya. Because the pasuk in Mishle, if you look over there in the pasuk speaks to Tarosi Al Tishkach. The pasuk is talking about mitzvahs and Torah. It's not chloride from that pasuk. We got to be mominous. What's the chloride? We got to be mominous. Make atem nekiyim. It's talking about mominous. But the pasuk of Motzachem Beseichel Tzayim is not talking about mominous mechlals. It's not. It's most ezer mechuvish shabakulam. Atem nekiyim. So the kids, none of them sound like the mechuvah. Whereas the shayla ezel mechuvah shemekulam, none of them sound like the mechuvah. The chayla pshat's like this. The pshat is that's gufa the gemara shayla. Ezel mechuvah shemekulam. Each one has a pircha. You see in the Mishnah itself, the Mishnah says, v'yisa nechiyim v'oimer. It's not good enough for the pasuk in the Torah. V'oimer. That's not a pasuk. Right? The pasuk in Yeshua, the Mishnah doesn't even bring because it was Bal Korcham. The pasuk, what's the famous Seichel Toiv? The Gemara doesn't say that's Mechover either, because it's not talking about Mominus. The Gemara Shail is Eza Mechover. Each one has a Pircha. Which one is a Mechover Shemehem? No, if that's the Gemara's Kasha, so what's the Teretz? If that's the Gemara's Kasha, what's the Teretz? The one says the Teretz, Reb Yosef Reb Bun said, "Eza mechuvah shem kulam." Amalei v'yisam nekiyim b'shem Yisrael. He said, "No, that's not a mechuvah shem kulam. Why? Over there was a tnai kofel. They had to be yaitzah this chashash muvereres that they mispachet or the dibas haaretz. So that's why they had to do it." I'm saying the pshat is as a. There's a shayla that the Rishonim ask. Rishonim meaning Rashi, but it's also in the Achrayim. So in the my Haril Diskin ask it. So the Malbim, the end of Parshat Devarim ask it. And like we're going to say, it could be the Balei Shas also had the same question. It could be the Balei Shas also had the same question. If you look over here in Parshas Matos, the Bnei God, the Bnei Uvein, first made the proposition. They said, "V'nachnu necholeitz chushim l'fnei Bnei Yisrael." Chushim. Le'noshu ve'el batenu ad hisnachel Bnei Yisrael ishnachel osay. That pasuk is mashmer until after Zayin Shecholku. It was Zayin Shekovshu in the Kavish in Eretz Yisrael 7 years. There's another 7 years after that till they made the chalukah and they finished there the chalukah and shila another 7 years. So they said when they were matziyit, they said ad isnachel bnei Yisrael ishnachel osa. That's what they said. But Moshe Rabbeinu answered them. Moshe Rabbeinu's taina originally was his taina was achaychem yavoy ul mafame va'atem teishuvoy. Moshe Rabbeinu was taila in the mafame 2 times. He was taila 2 times in the mafame. He said in pasuk of Beis, he says. V'nichbasha ha'oretz lifnei Hashem, very clearly, Zayin shekavshu, v'achet ashuvu, v'yisem nekim Hashem Yisrael. That's what the pasuk is written. Why is it saying, Slachem lachuz lifnei Hashem? He was telling on kibush ha'oretz lifnei Hashem, v'achet ashuvu, v'yisem nekim Hashem Yisrael. He didn't say about chalukah. In the same way, he says it again in pasuk of Tes, Moshe Ben repeats it, v'yayim Moshe aleim. Im Yavu b'nei God b'nei Ruvan itchem asayayim kol chulz l'mochom b'nei Hashem v'nich b'sha oretz l'fneichem v'nesatim l'mes eretz v'gilu l'achuzah. Again, he says it 2 times. He's tailored specifically on the kibush. And they said, Adis nacho. Moshe Rabbeinu in Dvorim, when he chazes over the Maisa, Moshe Rabbeinu over there says that he made it Vatzav eschem v'yisihi leimor. He told them. And he's He said, "Arish yiniach Hashem lachechem kochem, v'yorshu gam hey masoret Hashem lachechem noisen lachem." Maybe yeah, the shavtim ishi ruchas Hashem nasati lachem. So Moshe Rabbeinu, when he repeated it in Mishnah Torah, later on, a few months later, repeated this. Moshe Rabbeinu over there said, in the nusach that Bnei Gadim Reuven said, he said in that nusach, he said that Ad Asher Yaniach Hashem Alcheichem Kachem VeYorshu Gam Hem. So I mentioned the middle. This one speaks about it. The Malbim over here at the end of Parshas Devarim speaks about it. What is the shinui? First, they said the Yerusha. At the Cholku, Moshe Rabbeinu over there said Zayit Shekovshu, and then but here in Dvorim, Avaitu he says like there tonight. So Rashi really also spells out on this. Halacha l'maisa, what they did was in Sefer Yeshua, they waited Zayit Shekovshu and Zayit Shekovshu. After the whole Chaluk and Shila, that's when they went home. They waited Zayit Shekovshu and Zayit Shekovshu. So Rashi over here in Pasuk. Pasuk of Dalit, Moshe told them, Moshe said, "Benu lachem orim latapachem, right? Ugederus atzaynachem, v'hayetzem mipichem tasu." What does that mean? V'hayetzem mipichem tasu. So Rashi says, "V'hayetzem mipichem tasu legevoyer." It's like you said something for gevoyer, like it says by Kol Yetzem Piviasa, like a neder, right? It's called v'hayetzem mipichem tasu. So Rashi, shekibaltem aleichem lavur b'lamochama ad kibush v'chiluk. When you said it, when you Bnei Gadim Reuven said it, you said it until after kibush v'chiluk, right? Shemoisha loy bikish mehem el v'nichmasha. V'achat Shemoisha just said kibush, right? But you said much more. You said 7 years later until after the chiluk, right? V'hein kibul aleim adis nachol till the nachol. Harei sifu lisakev shevish acholku, right? V'chein asu. You look and say, "For sure, that's what they did. They take away it from after Zayin Shacholku." So Rashi asked the question, and Rashi's answer is: Rashi seems to be saying that there's two halachas. The Mizrahi, the Ram, he learns like this. This is Rashi saying: there's two halachas. So there was the Tanai kofel that they made, and then there was Hayesim Bichem Tassim. They makabel something extra. What is Etzim Tanai? Etzim Tanai was a Tanai for Zayin Shacholku. Like that was Moshe's basic kapeda, but Hayetz and Picham Tasu, what they said extra, so that was like his chayvus li gevoyel, like Rashi says, and of that his chayvus, they waited 7 more years. They waited Zayin Shacholku. It's kind of like nachatayas of the kasher. Besides what Rashi says. As far as I can tell, this is Rashi's own voice. I couldn't find any makor for this, but maybe there is. I don't know. But it could be there's another answer to the question. Moshe Rabbeinu told them. Moshe Rabbeinu said, in Pasuk Al Beis, when he was taking masna on the kibush, he said, "V'nich v'shoes ifnei Hashem, v'achar tashuvu v'yisim nekiyim Hashem Yisrael." Moshe Rabbeinu said that he's making it tonight. But Adam Tzorach Lotzei Shadei Abriyais, Kamai, he has to be Yates Yadei Shemaim, he has to be Yates Yadei Abriyais also. So he was Masna, V'yisim Nekim, Hashem Yisrael, V'nich V'shoes Efnei Hashem, V'achar Tashuvu, V'yisim Nekim, Hashem Yisrael, that wasn't a Kabbalah, because in a Kabbalah, their part, L'gavoya. This is how a Tanai has to be. You have to be Yates, in order to be Yates in a Tanai, it's not enough just to be Yates a Klapi Shemaim. You have to be Yates a Klapi Abriyais also. V'yisim Nekim, Hashem Yisrael. What does that mean? How much do Yidden talk? How much do they gumble and have tarumais? Remains to be seen. So Moshe saw already that Yidden came a few months later before his patira in Sefer Dvorim. He was chazuring it over. He saw Yidden are saying that because the Bnei Gadim Reuven they chapped Nachal over there. The Medrash Taka, mentioned before, the Medrash says, Darshan's the Pasuk, Nachla Mevohelis Bershoyne, Vacharis Alei Savarach, and Bnei Gadim Reuven, they were nivol hoin. They were greedy, money hungry, you might say. Miknarav, money has an effect on a person, and there was a Nachla Mevohelis. They chapped a Nachla Mevohelis, and the Medrash says that's why they. they went in the Golas before all the other Shvatim, as if Pasuk says, Nachla Mubahelas, Purushaina, Vachris, Letavarech. And the Yidden, I don't know if they probably didn't know the Pasuk, but they had this idea that since B'nai Gad and B'nai Reuven were chappers, they chapped their ein, so 7 years before they're going to start farming, B'nai Gad and B'nai Reuven will be farming already. Why? Because they chapped. Before, instead of coming into the air show with everybody else, they're gonna go home after Zayin Shukovshu and they'll be farming for 7 years before. They'll hold developed farms and economy over there before anything happens in Eretz Yisrael. And you didn't have terumas. What is wrong with doing that? Zero. Nothing's wrong with doing that. This was a Tanai. The Mekayim, the Tanai Kofel, Kemesha Kosov, they went 7 years in the front lines, they fought, they're in the vanguard, and the Mekayim, the Mishpat, Tzitkas Hashem Osim, Mishpat of Yisrael, they did mamish exactly what they're supposed to do. The problem is, Yidden could have tainus, terumas. Not that they're doing anything wrong to the Yidden. They could complain. If they would have been with us, maybe they wouldn't have so much money now. They were nivholim lahoin. They're nivholim lahoin. This could be a different answer to this question. What's the question? Why B'nai Gad Meruvah mentioned about the Zayin Shechoku? Moshe didn't say it. Later on in the Dvarim, he did say it. But Moshe made it clear that he said, "Zayin shekavshu v'yisam the king." Kishem shoradam tzorach lotzei shidei shemai kaki tzorach lotzei shidei abriyes. So could be they to be have to be yaitzer the abriyes in Dvarim. Moshe saw already they're not going to be yaitzer the abriyes with this. There's going to be tarumas, right? So for doing nothing wrong, zero wrong, the makayim the tanai kofel to the last the ice tzikas Hashem osa mishpatim yisrael afu pikein he can have tainus. And this is not Yisim Nekim B'Shem Yisrael. And therefore, Moshe said in Dvorim, he said, what you have to do, L'maisa, is Ad Yisnachol, until Ad Yuniach Hashem L'Cheichem Kachem, until the Yidden are Yerushal after Zayin Shechol. Ken Zayin, this is Pshat Megamon. We mentioned before, Eizem Mechuvah Shabem. Each one there's a pircha, really. No, Eizem Mechuvah Shabem. The Mishnah makes it a little bit obvious that there might be a pircha on the Yisam Nekim Shem Yisrael. Obviously, there might be some pircha over here. Zot Rav Yeshi Mebu, the Mechuvah Shabekulam is the Yisam Nekim Shem Yisrael. This was being Mechadish. This was the Shaila, and this was. He's been mechadish. V'yisim nekim b'shem Yisrael. That takir v'yisim nekim b'shem Yisrael. This is mechuvah shemekulam, because this is takir raya. Ain't a chenami from being mekayim the tanai kofel. You don't have any raya. If you're careful, you medaktik pshat and pasuk. You see that v'yisim nekim b'shem Yisrael wasn't just to be mekayim the tanai kofel. Tanai kofel was to be kaivisha, but they had to do more than that. They had to be not only mekayim the tanai kofel. They had to make zayin they had to stay there for zayin shekofel also. So. Medayik in the past, we use the key in Hashem Yisrael. He says from that's Taka Mechuvah Shemekulam. Over there, you see a person does not the Tanai Kofel, not to be Yitz. They thought the word Pachton already fought 7 years, right? And weren't Mitzi Dibasoyat. They fought for a land for 7 years in the vanguard, but still, we use the key in Hashem Yisrael. They shouldn't have tainus. So that's Mechuvah Shemekulam. So this member of Rabbi Shmuel, says, Ka. Kavitz, if the parish of Kavitz is that he's an Oni, so what is the Makor to say? An Oni, he's not dressing any different than anyone else, not doing anything different than anyone else, just because that's his Matzias, his Oni people can have Tarumas. Who says that's also? The Makor for that is, Yisrael Hashem Yisrael. You see, without doing anything wrong, there's no Mokum Chashad, that people could think up Tarumas because of this. It's also Yisum Nekim B'Shem Yisrael. This is so. Rabbi Shmuel is based on this. Rabbi Shmuel says Kavitz LaYitzram B'Menei Chashad. According to that parish in Kavitz, it's because of this pasuk. The Yisum Nekim B'Shem Yisrael. So that's Pshat in the Rambam. That's what the Rambam is saying. The Rambam is saying a chiddush. Derive it. Understood? The Rambam is saying a chiddush over here, and he's being masvig on it. Who says that's Pshat? Who says that's Pshat? According to the Rambam, first. That was the Gersa. Could be the Gersa, not Tuvad's Chavitz. Kravitz. It's talking not mashma balsar. It's mashma kravitz. But Rav Mechadish, this word, that are kravitz, and the Rav Mechav son the Loshen. And nivol lehoin. Where did he get that Loshen from? Nivol lehoin. That's the Loshen of the Chazal. It's nachla. I mean, the B'nai Gad and B'nai Ruvein, the Yis and the Kiv Hashem Yisrael, because you're not going to say it was a nachla, the Vohelis. So that's, he said, Nivol lehoin. So Rambam says, from that posit, the Yisim Nekim, the Mishnah says, Go'emer, someone might have the Taina. The Geish Mebun says, someone might have the Taina. That's why the Taina brings the posit in Mishnah. But Lamayis is not Pshat. Lamayis is not Pshat is the Yisim Nekim, Mishem Yisrael, is Kernel even Stam, the Tarumas. It's not only the Kima tonight. And taka from there, you see the kavitz is taka. Kavitz is taka. Is taka also what the Rambam says. So it comes out that the Roshayna Hazog Shel Rambam, besides telling us a halacha, which the Rambam doesn't agree with, but he's also telling us, he's giving across the pshat, he's giving to us the pshat and the gemara. He divides up into different halukha. And this chalukah is the Yisim Nekim Hashem Yisrael. That's the Gzunder Mile of the Yisim Nekim Hashem Yisrael, even Tarumais. And that's how you see Kavitz not. But Kavitz is also awesome. Right? And that's Taka why it's Rechul Vishavakulim. Because that's Taka the best Raya. The Yisim Nekim Hashem Yisrael, even stand for Tarumais, you also have to be careful.